Everybody, what's up? This is Adam from Working Title Podcast, newly renamed Zelda Working Title Podcast. I am here with quite a big group today. We have Matt.
Hello.
And we've got Laura.
Hey.
And we have Nick.
Hey there.
And we have Alex.
Penis.
Fantastic. We've got Kyle.
What up, G-Money?
And, of course, there is me, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
So, this is podcast episode 7, named episode 7. It's really, like, the 8th. We tried to do another podcast, and everything went horribly wrong, so we're just going to forget about that.
Forget it ever happened.
And we're going to move on with our lives. So, from now on, we're going to try to make this try to make this a little more professional, try to, like, structure everything a little bit better than it has been in the past. So, next, we are going to talk about what have you been playing? Who would like to go first?
I think Matt should go first.
Adam, you could start.
Yeah, Adam. Okay, well, mine's going to be very short. I haven't been playing anything because I've been in Japan for the past 5 weeks. I just got back last weekend. And it was very, very awesome. Oh, little self-promotion here. If you want to see, like, pictures, because I took literally more than 10,000, you can go, yeah, www.ajsgrayson.com/Japan, with a capital J. I'm not sure if that matters or not.
Are there new pictures of you?
Huh? Oh,
are
yeah, totally.
Naked? Yes, I'm
tons
there.
Tons of them.
Did you go with all girls to Japan?
There were 9 girls, 6 guys.
All I've seen is pictures of just you and girls, no other guys.
I was walking with the girls most of the time. The other guys were usually doing other stuff.
Gangbang.
Yep. So that was awesome. So, I guess since I've got back, I've played a little Pokemon Platinum. I started to replay Mario Galaxy. Today and yesterday, I was playing a little bit of Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. And then I started to replay Matrix Path of Neo for Xbox.
Why?
I got about half... Yeah, it's an awesome game.
Why would you play that?
It's awesome. I love that game. But I got like halfway through and it yelled at me because my disc is apparently scratched and I can't go any farther than I am, so.
Yes! Yeah.
I like it. I thought it was a fun game. I thought it did like cool stuff with the physics, so. But that's what I've been playing. Matt, what about you?
Oh, I am currently replaying through the 3D Zelda games. I'm on Ocarina of Time right now.
Is that your first one?
My first one what?
Like, the first one that you're playing, are you playing them in order?
Yeah, I'm playing them in order. So, okay. Yeah, this is Ocarina of Time is the first one, and I'm currently on the third dungeon. And I played a little bit of Majora's Mask 2 because it just came out for the Virtual Console.
Woo!
Finally, thank God.
Yeah. But that's about it, I think, unless there's anything else came out? No. I haven't bought anything in a long time.
All right, Laura?
I've been playing Majora's Mask like
Good.
Matt, and Good. I have been playing Eternal Sonata for the PlayStation 3.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I know we talked about that one on the last podcast we did. Eric talked about it. He's been playing it, but it's pretty
Eternal
good.
Sonata
it's
of the Spotless
colorful.
Mind.
Is it really eternal, and is it really a sonata?
Yeah, both of those. I've confirmed it. Trust me.
If it's a JRPG, it's pretty close to eternal.
Yeah, well, I doubt it's anything near a sonata.
It's a pretty long game. I think I already have like 20 hours
isn't that
on it.
Long.
I'm only halfway through.
10 hours? That's not that much.
No, 20.
For an RPG. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
It's pretty good.
Why would you
amount.
Want that to last that long?
Cool.
That's it. Who's next?
Nick.
I'll go next, yeah. I have been playing through. I beat Wind Waker again. Actually, for the first time, because I had it for the longest time. I play Zelda games extremely slowly, and I accidentally sold.
8 years, apparently.
No, yeah.
Yeah, really? God.
No, I got to the point where I was collecting the Triforce shards, and I just stopped playing it for some reason. And then
that
I sold.
That takes you 8 years right there, doesn't it?
I know. No, I sold my GameCube, and I accidentally sold my memory card with it.
Oh, Jesus.
I took a long break on Zelda, and then. But no, I finally beat it, and that game is awesome. That's my favorite.
Good.
Wait, what else did you
beat, Nick? Did you leave your memory card plugged into your GameCube or something?
Yeah, I did, and I sold it, and they didn't even give me any money for the game for the memory card.
That's messed up. Sucks.
Yeah, that's. I went back there, and they were like, "Oh, sorry, bro. It was part of the system." Yeah.
Oh God.
GameStop.
He sold it to Tilly's.
Nice.
No, and then also I've been playing Mario Galaxy. I beat it, and I want to go for the 120 stars now. So
do it.
I'm at, I think, 101 now.
The last.
Why don't you buy your own game? How about that?
Have you started? Have you started the purple coins runs?
The purple coins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing those. Some of those are.
Those are. Mm-hmm.
Freezy Flame Galaxy took me like 8 hours just for that one level. It was disgusting.
Yeah, and then
what to find all of them?
Yeah, because I was always missing one, and then I would die.
Oh, that sucks.
That would piss me off.
You suck. You suck.
What happened when you got all the stars in that game? I can't remember.
Oh my god, I can't tell you. No, spoiler show.
No, that's spoiler, man.
Sorry.
That game has been out for like 2 years. Come on. Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember now.
Yeah.
So I want to play as Luigi, so that's why I'm going through that.
Yeah.
And then also, I've been playing Resident Evil Zero. I'm going to play through that entire franchise. Nice. But I can't play them because I hate fixed camera games. So my friend
I can't play them because I pissed my pants. So.
Oh my god!
No, seriously.
Out of fear, is that a problem you have when you play video games? You just
normally piss yourself every single time.
I see a guy with a chainsaw and a paper bag, and I hear his Dr. Zhivago or whatever the his name is.
Dr. Zhivago.
Wait, is are there chainsaw guys in the old ones? I never played the old ones.
No, there isn't.
I saw Resident Evil 4, and I'm like, oh, this looks like a really cool game. And then the guy with the chainsaw comes out. I'm like, I'm going to piss my pants, and I had to run to the bathroom.
Hey, guys, at this point in the podcast, can I drink my mana energy potion?
Yeah, might as well.
Oh, no, God. Not yet.
I can't?
Are they a sponsor?
After what we've been playing.
Okay.
We have to follow the schedule perfectly, Matt. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's not even on the
schedule.
We're
more structured now, remember?
Sorry, it's not on the schedule.
Well, in that case, go ahead.
No, okay.
Don't go ahead. Just, shut up, Laura.
I mean, don't go ahead.
All right, who is talking? Nick, is there anything else you've been playing?
No.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts. I beat Super Ghouls and Ghosts for the first time.
Really?
Holy Christ.
That game is so hard. I spent 10 hours one day. Me and my friend just switched off playing that. We gave each other the biggest high five in the world after we beat the final. And then the princess goes, "Oh, I left my bracelet back at the beginning. Do it again, heart."
You have to play through it again. Oh.
Gosh, and yeah, that was horrible. But we beat it, and I took a picture of the end screen, and I look at it every day. And once
you hang it up on your wall.
I nailed my phone to my wall.
You might as well. It's a very big
deal. I took it on my phone, so I just nailed my phone to the wall.
It's next to your diploma.
But then now I'm trying to play Ghosts and Goblins, and that's even harder. That game is ridiculous.
I tried to play those games, and I grew up. My cousin had Ghosts and Goblins, and that's got to be probably the hardest game because I couldn't even get past the third level. And
that game.
I don't consider myself a bad gamer. Like I could beat Contra 1 and 2 without dying.
I consider you a bad player.
I could beat a lot of old Nintendo games, like Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden 2. I could beat without losing a life. Stuff like that.
Bragcast. Jeez.
Yes. But like Ghosts and Goblins, I couldn't even get past like the second stage. I got to the third stage once when I was a kid, And I tried playing it recently. I couldn't, like... not scared. It's just hard. It's just hard.
You no, pissed yourself in Ghosts and Goblins.
It, it spawns enemies on top of you when you're doing good.
Yeah.
Alex, is there any game
this guy's doing too good.
You?
More enemies.
What was it?
I said, is there any game that doesn't scare you, Alex? Barbie Horse Racing.
The Magic Pendulum.
What was it? What was that Pinata game?
Viva Pinata.
That one
Dude, that game
too.
Is scary. Pinatas
that
having sex with each other, making baby pinatas. How is that? How is that not scary?
I never got past that part of the game. I always finish around that time.
Yeah, seriously, Ghosts and Goblins is a hard. Ghosts and Goblins is a hard series. It's almost unfairly hard.
Yeah.
It's the point that it's cheap.
But I guess I mastered it, so I guess that technically makes me your god. So.
Yeah. So now I'm. Well, you know, send me a picture of yourself, and I will bow down to you every morning.
Send him your phone.
Matt made a wonderful picture of me on the message board.
Oh,
is that you?
Underwear too.
Of me wearing my Princess Belle.
Well, it's already okay. Well, it's already a background on my computer, so it's already done. This has been going on. So.
Yeah. All right. Who's next?
Alex.
Oh, great.
Do you remember what we're talking about?
Let's see. We were playing. I was playing God of War 2 for a bit. I really didn't
what
like
was
that
it?
Game. God of War 2.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't like it.
Really?
Why not?
I don't like those games at all.
It's, I haven't played the second one.
So, the thing is, it took all the good stuff of God of War 1 and made it a little bit better, but it took all the bad stuff from God of War 1 and made it a lot worse. So, you have more block puzzles. The game is even cheaper than before. So, normally what... You know, one example is the Plume of Prometheus. The weak, strong hit combo. Normally that thing is unblockable, which makes sense because it's a strong move. But some of these guys can actually block it now, and they don't fall back or anything. They just keep on coming towards you. So when you're playing on a harder difficulty, what you end up doing, instead of comboing people, you hit them twice with a weak attack, and then you move back, and then you hit them twice again, and then you move back. It gets to a point where it's so repetitive and it's so boring, and it's not hard. What's hard is just not being bored by it and not slipping up. So I played it through God, and then I was in the middle of playing it through Titan, and I'm like, I can't play this anymore because it's just too retarded. It's not even hard, it's just getting really retardedly boring. And I the story is terrible too. I mean, they obviously, you know, the first one was actually a pretty good story. But then the second one's obviously they're just cashing in on this whole franchise, and they just sort of made it as long as possible.
Like, yeah, I was against like the whole making of more God of War games since the first one clearly had an ending.
Well, no, the first one had the lamest cop-out ending ever.
People, you know, right from the beginning, he's like, "Well, you're going to see the Sisters of Fate," and I was thinking, "Okay, you're going to play a couple, maybe 2 hours. You're playing on this next island, and then you'll see the Sisters of Fate." It just keeps on going. You don't play the Sisters of... You don't fight against them until, like, the very end of the game. And by then, it's like 10 hours of playing this. And it's like, well, I should be there because I'm at the end of this island. No, you gotta get to another island to get to the Sisters of Fate. Why don't you fly there to begin with? You already have Pegasus.
You get, like, Pegasus?
You're flying on Pegasus, the winged horse. Like part of it, you're going through this already, and then you end up stopping at an island to start some other stuff to get to another island to fly a phoenix to get to another island somewhere.
The only game that I really enjoy flying to islands is Second Life, so I don't.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'll play.
Well, I played Second Life, but I accidentally spent my mom's life savings on Lindenbucks to buy new. Clothes.
No, see, what you have to do is you have to dance for maybe like, I don't know, 100 days or so, and that's how you get the Linden Bucks. You just go to like these islands that have just dance stations set up, and you dance for money.
I don't see the fun in Second Life at all. Like, there's no.
It gets upset. I guess it's like something like WoW at that point where.
But at least in WoW, there are quests.
But yeah. The thing is, even then,
I mean,
even
Second
Quest...
Life. Second Life isn't really a game; it's more of like a simulator, a life simulator.
Yeah. But even I start to question how much fun a game becomes when you get to the point where you're doing the next quest and the next quest and the next quest, and you have these arbitrary goals, and it never ends. So there's a fine line between. It's fun, which the beginning I'm sure is fun to build this character, and then it becomes an obsession where you're constantly just doing it to build your character.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's a very fine line between the two, but that's why we have these people with, you know, quote-unquote psychological addictions to video games.
I mean, as much as I do hate WoW, a lot of my friends really only play it because of, like, the online community that they've formed while playing it, and it's just, like, you know, a social thing that they do with these friends that they've made.
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable. That's more than understandable.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I hate those people.
Oh, you mean us?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Adam's a big WoW player.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah, I love WoW. I play it, like, I'm playing it right now.
Are you?
That's the thing,
yeah.
You don't really play WoW, you experience it, you know?
Oh, that's deep.
Really
deep.
I like
that.
I'm a really deep guy. Well, I get ball deep sometimes.
Oh.
It's a true statement, though. It really is.
Down the trench.
When you get to the point you're starting to have funerals for people that die, or you're having these weddings, quote-unquote, where people are starting to cheat on their wives on internet games, which it's not an uncommon thing anymore.
Well, okay. Well, you find anywhere you can cheat on your wife. I mean, it's not just because it's the internet. Like, I cheat on my wife anywhere I can. Just...
Yeah, I cheated on my wife in a bathroom at Binnigan's. Yeah. It's easy.
That's the best place to cheat right there.
That was with the hand dryer.
Sure, I set it up over the internet, and we didn't even have sex. Just cybered
it. I think the difference is that when you're doing it over AIM, you're obviously doing... It's just another form of communication, right? You're doing it like over a phone. It's just mass market. When you're doing it over another actual community on a game, it ends up being a little surreal because what you're expecting... You don't really... What you experience is the character on the screen. You're not so much experiencing an actual person. Second Life is sort of like that, too. You have an avatar. This is who... Your impression of yourself... you could be the ugliest man alive, and then you can make the most beautiful avatar. Or,
not using World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
My avatar.
Well, you
could
make somebody look cool, though. You could have somebody that wears some cool stuff. Or you could have a midget and have midget porn.
My avatar is a pink furry girl with nice, you know, like, nice furry hairs, a little cat tail, and got the little cat mittens. And I go around prancing around the Second Life world just in my underwear.
That is
and I
attract, so hot.
I attract all the males, and I bring them to my furry kitty house, and we
okay, so what
we
have you guys been playing?
Strings and balls of yarn.
Yes.
What are the men wearing?
I don't want to know.
Usually they're bobcats.
Do they wear backwards hats?
No, they're the bobcats, and I'm the little kitten.
Well, they're not cool if they don't wear backwards hats. That's the definition of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was once at a Schlitterbahn, and everybody was wearing backwards hats.
Oh, well, geez. It must be true, then.
Yep.
Hey, guys, what are we playing? This isn't answering
questions. Oh, yeah. Oh, so, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I stopped. So, midway of God of War 2, I stopped playing, and I started playing Punch-Out, which is
nice.
It's one of the most fun games. It's one of the, you know, you play a couple, you play for a couple minutes, you put it down, you play for a couple minutes, put it down. So it really fits my schedule. It's really a throwback to the old Punch-Out, and it's actually somewhat difficult. So, I mean, it does test your reflexes. I really do recommend it. And then,
here's a question about that. Is it worth $50?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. You're talking to
Well, I heard that it's impossible to beat like the final set of fighters using the Wii and the nunchuck.
So I haven't been using the Wii and the nunchuck. I want to just play through with the regular controls first and get the patterns down. It's the type of game where.
Wait, what's the regular controls?
The classic Nintendo, the classic controls.
Yeah.
So it depends in terms of Adam's question. Is it worth $50? It depends on what you want out of a game. This is a game with a lot of replay value. You play previous guys to get better against them, so you get hit less or you complete challenges. It's a lot like the old Nintendo games where you paid a lot of money for the game and you played them again and again and again to get better at the game. It's not so much you get so much new stuff, it's just you improve yourself kind of thing. So if you like that kind of... Mad World is the same setup as that. It's a lot of fun and it's really worth the money if that's what you're expecting. If you're thinking that you're going to get 20 hours of a brand new experience and then you're going to put it down, this isn't the game to get for $50. But as a more old school gamer, as somebody that appreciates those kinds of games, actually prefers those kinds of games and is willing to dish the money for it, because I obviously put more than 10 hours into this already, I would definitely recommend it. I would definitely say, yeah, it's worth the $50.
That's good to hear. You don't happen to have the balance board, do you?
No. I didn't get Wii Fit, and I don't want to pay for Wii Fit.
Alright. Not
like Matt.
Ouch!
Because I'm kind of curious how well that works with the balance board. Oh, well.
No, I heard it was, so I heard my friend got it.
Yeah?
And he said that it's really sensitive. He said so he's been actually playing with the boxing setup. And he actually really likes the boxing setup more than the classic control setup, because he never played the original Punch-Out. But you're reading some of the boards, a lot of people actually say it's actually very responsive. It's just hard because actual boxing is sort of a hard thing, fighting thing.
Right.
It's sort of a little bit to get the reaction down. That's actually quite difficult.
Yeah. I have no hand-eye coordination, so I got to go with the classic control set.
I have no hands or eyes.
I guess it's worth, I want to go through this once, and I want to try doing the other controls and see how it is. And it's actually sounding pretty positive. I think it's just it's something you have to get used to like anything else.
Okay.
But yeah.
The one thing I've noticed about that game is that it's very, very pretty. Love the art style.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those commercials for it? They're really funny.
Yeah, the commercials are really great. The live action ones.
Yeah, look them up on YouTube sometime. They're definitely good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kyle, what have you been playing?
So, I guess it's my turn. I've been leading the Jewish German forces into Russia to take out the fascists in Civilization IV. That addiction just came back recently. A lot of late nights with that one, and I finally. I'm probably the last person to grab Peggle, but I found it for the iPhone, and that...
Nice. Did you get it for 99 cents?
Oh, on 99 cents, and I love that game for the crapper. That is beautiful.
Oh, you have an iPhone?
And, I have a pretty slim setup right now. I, fortunately, work and all. Haven't exactly had a chance to play as much as I like to, but
Why didn't you download my Zelda theme for the iPhone?
Why didn't I download?
Yeah.
What, is that... You have to jailbreak it, or...?
Yes.
Ah, I see.
Ooh, that's illegal.
Oh, no, it's not illegal. Ooh. It's too much work for me. I'm a lazy bastard like
it
that.
It takes like five seconds.
It's not a lot of work.
Adam, you did it too?
See?
No, I was going to, but then the new... Oh, yeah, I know. The new OS
new jailbreak's going to be out this weekend, I think.
Yeah.
This weekend, really?
Yeah, it should be. That's... Yeah, they've got a... test out right now, so
I know they jailbroke the beta,
yeah,
and like from what I've been reading, I heard that they were going to release it later this summer, so I assumed it was like way later, but if it's this weekend, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
what does that mean to jailbreak your phone?
It means that you can put all the newest episodes of Prison Break onto your phone.
Yes.
You basically, it's like hacking the iPhone, more or less. So, like, you can download, homebrew stuff and apps
for free,
and, like, you can customize all your stuff.
I see.
So, it's basically, I don't know, what's the best way to explain it? Like, you gain access to everything that your iPhone can do that you normally can't mess with.
You tear down the walls.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing Apple really doesn't smile too happily about that. Are they really trying to crack down on that? No, of course
not. No.
They're not really doing anything to prevent it, but...
Yeah.
It doesn't they're not doing much to support it either.
Does it void your warranty?
That's actually a good thing, I would say.
It voids your warranty.
If they're just leaving it alone, then...
I mean, there's nothing they can really do about it.
Well, like the PSP, they were just, you know, every time a new firmware update came out, they were trying to squash any kind of homebrew kind of thing.
Oh, well, I mean, every time an update comes out, I mean, you've obviously got to jailbreak that new update, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Right, and that's because, you know, anytime you hack something, you know, is that... the next time an update comes out. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, is that everyone now? Can I eat my Gamer Grub?
I think so.
Yes. Okay. So Matt, why don't you bring us into the Gamer Grub? A mana drink potion.
Okay.
Whatever it's called.
Well,
yeah. Give us an introduction. What is Gamer Grub?
Okay. Well, as you guys know,
what is Gamer Grub?
You guys know I'm a bit of a video game player. Some might call me.
Oh, really?
Some might
really?
Call me a gamer.
Oh, really?
And so. A while ago, it was probably a year ago, I was sitting there, I was at my TV playing my video games, and I'm like, I'm so hungry, and I'm low on energy, but there's no snacks or drinks targeted specifically at me as a gamer. Just like when I'm playing guitar, I like to eat guitar snacks. Like,
what about the Halo 3 Mountain Dew?
Like,
what are guitar snacks?
I need to eat food that's specifically aimed at my hobby, okay? And so...
What constitutes as a guitar snack? I'm curious.
Like just shut up. That's not important. Guitar snacks are for my music podcast, okay? Anyway, so I was very hungry, and then I read about this thing online. They are innovating some new technologies in snacks, and it is called Gamer Grub. And let me...
Gamer Grub.
Let me read you a little synopsis on the Gamer Grub website. About the history of the Gamer Grub. And this is from their FAQ. And it says, the question is, WTF, are you a gamer? And the creator says,
I'm a gamer.
I programmed my first project in DOS in a high school computer science lab. Back then, hard drives on the mainframe were stacked on a removable carriage that was the size of a dinner plate. To use the information superhighway, internet, we had a large button phone, hand dialed a number, then placed a handset in a microphone cradle for the connection. Having gone through various gaming phases in my life, currently I would define myself as a casual gamer. FPS games on a LAN are my favorite, hands down. Throughout my gaming and computer experience, I have been battling greasy fingers and keyboard crumbs. Like I'd battle the gremlins on level 5! And I added that part
in. Like an eighth grader wrote this.
Yeah. And so originally they had four different flavors. They still do have four different flavors, but originally they were called like Action Pizza and Sports PB&J, Racing Wasabi, and Strategy Chocolate. But they just...
Nothing like strategic chocolate.
Yeah, they decided to take away those... they decided like to take away pieces. The genres. So I went to my local Fry's Electronics and I bought... some pizza gamer grub. That's all they had.
It was that popular?
Yeah. No, I think that's all they've shipped to stores.
Is it still called Action Pizza?
No, it's just called pizza now. And so while I was at Fry's, I solved my energy problem by picking up some mana energy potion. And let me read you a synopsis from Mana Energy Potions website. It says, WTF is a mana energy potion.
Pew, woo.
Because WTF is a way of cementing your gaming cred. And it says, Mana Energy Potion is the premium energy shot made by gamers for gamers. It's for long nights of gaming, partying, and the longer mornings that follow. It has lots of vitamins, wait, so no sugar, and no aftercrash.
It was made by gamers, not by food scientists that are actually good at making food.
Exactly.
I want the energy drinks made by drink experts, not greasy nerds. Yeah.
So anyway,
in the bottle.
Anyway, basically,
this is where I pee when I can't get up.
It's probably like a can. It's probably a can. They're like, hey, we got this caffeine. Let's fill half the can with caffeine, and let's fill the other half of the can with Coke.
So no, but basically, this
Coca-Cola or cocaine.
We can't talk about that.
A little bit of both.
Basically, this is an energy shot that looks like a mana potion from World of Warcraft. And it is supposed to be blue, but mine is green, which I don't know if that's a good sign or...
So wait, apparently gamers are colorblind too.
It's funny because... Because on the FAQ, it just has like a bunch of different like simple questions, but then it also says very cutely, OMG, I feel like I have a sunburn and my face is red. So basically it has a lot of niacin in it. And if you drink too much niacin, you can get a niacin flush, which causes you to have red skin and your body gets hot and itchy for 20 minutes.
Awesome.
From drinking mana energy potion.
Sounds like the perfect drink. Go ahead, drink it all, Matt.
So,
nothing like beverage-induced hot flashes.
Yeah, so I might go into menopause a little early.
Niacin, I think, was vitamin B something, right? It's one of the vitamin B vitamins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's actually called vitamin B something.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you supposed to drink the whole bottle, Matt?
Yeah, I'm gonna drink it all.
Do it.
Die.
Okay, I want take a picture of yourself.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh my god.
We can put that on.
Oh my god.
The podcast image.
Whoa.
That was kind of cool.
Adam, you sounded so weird right there.
It went Transformer.
Adam, did you drink any of that mana potion?
No, I didn't hear it.
No, you sound a lot like you sound like the guy for the Rebel Alliance who like sends out all the orders to all the X-wing fighters.
Well, you sound like Watto. Really, what was his name? Watto from Total Recall.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Watto from Episode 1 because he doesn't sound like Cheech Marin.
Oh,
guys.
Oh, man,
that was disgusting.
Like,
well, it tastes like it's very tangy.
Oh, did you drink it?
Yeah.
I thought there's supposed to be like a drum roll or something before you drink it.
It kind of tastes like a like this is what I imagine a centaur's piss would taste like.
It was like
all the fantasy creatures of World of Warcraft were all having water sports in my mouth. It was really foul. That's all I could say.
Yeah,
it was disgusting.
Now you're gonna have a lovely red flush on your.
But I have so much energy.
Yeah.
I already
feel like beautiful.
Are there ingredients there?
There is ingredients on the website.
Urine and water. What else?
Mana.
Oh, and it's
obviously.
It's also
it's from the earth. It's from the earth.
Flatbread that
from New Jersey.
Guys, it's also not for mortals under 16. But if you're immortal, drink it. If you're 4 years old, nobody gives a shit because you can't die.
Does it also say not for pregnant women to watch out and not drink this?
Guys, I just got the best invitation ever. I have new bro neighbors, and they just invited me to come play beer pong.
Sweet.
Well,
so screw this podcast.
Yeah, right.
I got to do.
I don't think so. You're stuck here.
Okay, guys. Guys, I am actually starting to shake from the man energy potion.
are you serious?
I've never.
You're gonna have a heart attack.
Don't die on us
with
then
energy drinks.
We can't fix that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no post editing.
Okay, guys.
Just have to cobble some words together, some old audio.
Jack Black to replace me. I always think he's a good replacement for me.
Yeah, that might work.
A good replacement.
It might work.
Okay, guys.
So let's talk
the
about
Gamer Grub. New-
New gaming releases.
Hold on.
We've already talked about...
I gotta eat some Gamer Grub.
Alright, well, eat some while we're talking. We can do it.
Well, I gotta explain something,
okay,
guys.
Fine.
The Gamer
Hurry
Grub...
Up.
Here's how they... Here's how the Gamer Grub... gets rid of greasy fingers... and keyboard crumbs... by making you pour it into your mouth. They didn't invent a new formula like they make it sound like. You're just supposed to pour the food into your mouth.
Ingenious.
Like, you can do that with any food ever.
No, you can't. Shut up. It's only with Gamer Grub. It's a new invention.
Okay.
I always put my lasagna in a plastic sack and then just dump it into my mouth instead of using a fork.
They might,
like
they might as well give me a
dignity.
Giant straw to suck through.
Why is Gamer Grub have, like, it has almonds?
For nutrition.
What?
Why,
of course.
It's pizza. When have you
for
had
protein.
Almond pizza?
Are you using your fingers, or are you doing it the proper way by just guzzling
it? Supposed
into
to
your
look. Yeah, you're not
mouth.
Supposed to look into the bag. There's a reason why you're supposed to just guzzle it down. There might be a dead squirrel in there for all you know. But you're not
okay,
supposed to look into it.
This tastes like a.
Yeah, isn't their slogan "Don't dwell on the food, just eat it"?
One of them does say "Buckle up, Dorothy. Shovel it down your pie hole."
Okay, moving on. New gaming releases. We have already talked about Punch-Out, so let's talk about Tiger Woods 2010 in combination with the Wii Motion Plus.
Man,
okay,
the game
so
is so
anyone
good.
Play-
I have
actually,
not. Have you?
I have.
Okay, well, talk about it.
I was supposed to.
Well, I'll talk about it then. Well, as far as Wii Motion Plus goes, it does help out with Tiger Woods. It's nice to see that's not just some kind of crappy gimmick they stuck on there. As far as... there is a noticeable difference, just in the warm-ups even, when they're trying to show you how to use all the controls. I didn't have the Wii Motion Plus plugged in at first. So I was just hacking away wild, drawing it left and right, whatever. I'm not huge on my golf terms. You'll have to forgive me if I butcher it completely. But once I put the Wii Motion Plus in, it was able to pick up my swing as it was happening. I was actually surprised it worked that well. And as far as the Frisbee golf, it is a huge help. Let me tell you. There's nothing more fun than grabbing some Frisbee golf with the Wii Motion Plus.
Good to hear.
There's your ad, awesome. Nintendo. I better get my money.
That is good to hear.
So it works. So.
Yes, it does work. Good. As far as Tiger Woods, apparently they put a lot of work into doing it. I haven't tested that with, I guess, Virtua Tennis or whichever other one that is. Also came out with it. I haven't heard good things from that. I think it's because...
Well, that one, you don't really need the Wii Motion Plus for that. It's just I've heard it's just a Wii Sports Tennis knockoff with a new paint
job. And part of the difference, I think, is because of the fact with golf, you're hitting a stationary ball to where the physics, you know, it kind of, you can calculate most of it. Whereas in tennis, the ball's going back and forth, different angles it's got to calculate. I don't think the Wii can keep up with that.
I don't know if it's the Wii so much as people themselves have a harder time keeping up with what's on the screen. You know, like you said, with golf, it's... there's a stationary object, so you have this relative position. With a tennis ball, if you're really trying to get it that accurate, what you're doing physically is trying to put your information into a fake 3D plane, and you really have a hard time really calculating where it's actually hitting. So it might not even be a calculation of the game itself. It might be people are having a hard time.
I can see
it.
That.
One thing that it would really help with is in the Wii Sports Tennis, a lot of times people who like actually tried to do the fluid like tennis swing, it would detect a back swing as a forward swing and you'd completely miss the ball because of that.
Yeah.
So if anything, it should be able to detect that you're winding up, not hitting away. Like you could sit on your couch and just wiggle the Wiimote over and over and over, and you could hit the ball, and that really showed that, like, the control, all you got to do is shake it. You don't really have to pretend you're playing tennis. But so maybe this fixes that.
It probably will. I mean, it's probably going to work out that way too. I mean, it depends how the developers decide to use it, I guess. What they find is the best. It's going to take them a little bit of time to figure it out. So,
Crab, how do you beat the mini boss in?
Oh, good lord! Who is typing?
In Lord Jabu Jabu's belly.
How do you do what?
How do you beat that mini boss? The little octopus thing in the shell.
You have to use the boomerang.
To do what?
Hit its butt. In the head? Yeah, hit its butt. Or its face.
His butt.
One of them.
Swat it. Oh, never mind.
Alright, so what's next? Boom blocks. Kyle, do you want to talk about that? The new boom blocks?
I was excited to see it. It's as far as the sequel goes, it's nice to see that they've actually incorporated taken the building what the hell do they call that? Making your own sets. They've taken it to where you can submit it online to EA.
Cool.
It's added a little bit more to it, but then again, they also added like 10 times more levels to it, so I'm still not sure if that was really necessary.
Did any of you guys play it? The first
I've never played a Boom Blocks game ever.
Yeah.
It was good. I played the first one.
That was... Oh. Yeah.
All right. Alex, did you want to talk about... Or no, Kyle, somebody... Talk about Final Fantasy IV.
It's okay, I'll carry this thing. As far as Final Fantasy IV, the After Years came out. I picked
what
it
is
up.
That
it was
for?
800 points. I
Final Fantasy IV,
wasn't
the later
keeping
years?
Track of the media much and completely missed
yeah,
the
is
fact
that, like the
that
new class?
This wasn't the entire game for 800 points. And let
that
me
sounds
tell you,
awesome.
I was pissed.
It's only Screech and Mr. Belding in that game.
Yeah, actually,
it's
yeah,
only
that's
the
about,
characters
yeah,
everyone hates.
That's about what you get. I mean, the storytelling, they jump all around, kind of like with Final Fantasy VI, how they segmented it out as far as you have a couple of guys on each mission. I do like the fact that apparently you can also do multiplayer on there, which is sort of odd for a turn-based game. I mean, it's basically Final Fantasy IV with more story to it, again.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as
Final
multiplayer...
Final Fantasy VI did have multiplayer, too, so...
Yeah, so
oh,
did... A couple
totally
of had a two player.
Well, then again, let me clarify. Yeah, let me clarify here. I've only picked those up on the Game Boy Advance. I was one of those poor kids that didn't get a Super Nintendo. So,
aww.
Yeah.
Hey, me too.
But yeah, apparently this game, by the end of it, it's supposed to cost around 3,700 Wii points when you count all the releases over the next 4 months.
How long did it take to beat this first section?
Man.
Probably, I want to say, I did a lot of screwing around, probably around 8 or 9 hours.
Oh, so
that's
actually a really good price.
That's pretty good length. I mean, but basically they build everything up to this one climactic moment where you're going to get the questions answered, then to be continued.
Well, I mean, that's what happened, like, when all the games were on, like, 5 different CDs.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's...
except that you could just pop in the other CD.
That's true.
I have to wait for another 2 weeks for the next one to come out.
Are they
out.
Coming out in regular intervals?
Yeah, they've actually got it set up. It's on Wikipedia right now.
Right.
As reliable of a source as that sounds.
That's not that bad.
But yeah.
All right. Cool. So Majora's Mask. It just recently came out on Virtual Console because it was the 250th game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
300. Mm-hmm. I thought.
No. I think it's 250.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one way to settle that.
Let's...
Who cares? I bought the crap out of that game.
All right, so obviously...
Did you play
it's
the crap out of that
port.
Game?
The one difference, I believe, is that there's no rumble feature, just like the Virtual Console version of Ocarina of Time. So, other than that...
And it doesn't freeze up every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's true. Very unsimilar to the GameCube version. So, that's always a plus.
I'm glad they finally came out with it. They should have done it a long time ago.
No, they were saving it for something big like this.
For number 300.
It was number 300?
It was number 300, yeah.
I win.
Uh-huh. Boom.
What do I know? I've been
a little girl.
I'm a bigger game nerd
you got
than you, Adam.
Oh, God.
For once.
Yeah, you got You got dance flicked.
Ghostbusters came out. Has anybody played that?
Nope.
No, I heard it was bad.
Nope.
No.
The reviews are pretty bad.
I heard it was good.
I heard
it was a pretty good game.
I didn't realize that they got all the original voice actors to come back for that game. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they did.
Yep.
What's the, I can never remember the black guy's name.
Winston?
Oh, Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Winston. Well, yeah. I can never remember the actor's name.
Michael Clarke Duncan.
Ernie Hudson.
I love the part in the,
but
Winston's
but
only
apparently
in the second
movie,
isn't he?
No, he's in the first movie.
No, he's in the first.
Is he?
Number one and two,
he gets, apparently he gets the shaft though, because in the game you play as the fourth Ghostbuster and you're not any
right.
of the main cast. So
poor Ernie
a
Hudson.
Lot of times a cast member has to sit back, and for the most part it's Winston like every time almost.
That's I like Winston. He's cool.
Well, it's like honestly, you can imagine the game developers sitting there and be like, do we want to get rid of Bill Murray or Harold Ramis? No, they're going to get rid of
Winston.
The black guy.
Ernie Hudson.
Well, I mean, he was a very minor character in the actual in the film, so I don't really see that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
makes more sense.
He was,
and plus, I mean,
but
I love Egon, so platonic.
Yeah,
and he's black. Who wants to play as a black guy in a video game? Seriously.
Me totally. Every time. That's the one reason why it took me 8 years to beat Wind Waker,
because
Link wasn't black.
Because you couldn't be the. What's it? The shopkeeper guy who's sort of black?
Yeah.
He's more Polynesian than
anything.
He's
tan.
He's the darkest guy there.
Thank you! Okay, crazy random fact here.
Yeah, Ganon's pretty dark.
Crazy random fact. Arsenio Hall played Winston on the cartoon. I had no idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I heard that. I've heard that before.
That is amazing.
Oh, that's why he was always doing the dog pound, like, every time he caught a ghost.
Yeah.
That's not racist.
Yo, I caught another ghost. Ooh.
All right. Marvel vs. Capcom 2 came out for PlayStation Network and Xbox Live Arcade. Has anybody played that for those?
No. I thought it.
No.
Okay.
I forgot that it
well,
was.
Well, obviously, everybody's played it before.
How the fuck are you supposed to beat this boss?
Which boss?
The stupid octopus.
You're still an octopus? Just run around until you catch up with him. And then
he's too fast. He's way fast.
Right, but you just have to keep running around. Eventually, you catch up to him and you throw the boomerang at his butt. He'll flip around, then you gotta run the other way, and you just keep doing that until he's dead. Yeah.
I hate this game.
All right, so nobody's played Marvel vs. Capcom 2,
it's good
but it came out. It should be making a lot of money because it's very popular and it's a fun game. Sims
and
3.
It's
shut up. Sims 3 came out for PC. Has anybody played that?
Nope.
No.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Well, it came out.
Is there really a reason for there to be a Sims 3?
Of course,
I mean, there are Sims 2.
Oh no! Well, apparently the AI is really good in it.
So they don't piss
themselves. For people who like for the people who like The Sims, like I guess that the AI actually.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to accidentally catch themselves on fire by cooking dinner. They're a little smarter.
Nice.
That was always my favorite part.
Did you guys ever play The Sims for the console? I can't remember which one.
The what?
Yeah,
you
I
could,
played
like,
it.
You
it
could build, you could like build a house around them and take away all the doors and let it catch on fire, and then they all die.
That's all.
That's
you
the
do
only
that
thing
the second
Sims
one.
Sims
friend,
is good for.
My friend and I did that with the second one.
Yeah,
where he just walled him
in,
and we just watched him defecate himself and die.
Yeah, my friend was a serial killer, and that.
Oh, I watched my friend do that in high school.
Defecate himself and die.
He took all the doors away.
Yeah, I took his doors away, and then he pooped his pants and
was
died.
You took all his doors albums away?
Yeah, I took, yeah.
Yeah, you just,
he's a huge Jim Morrison fan.
We just basically just gave him four small walls so he could barely move, and then he just died.
Aww.
I used to like wall mine in by the fireplace and put a rug down by the fireplace and the rug catch on fire and then he'd burn up.
The best part about The Sims...
Are you talking about your friends or your doors
my
albums?
My friends.
Yeah, you never do that to your doors albums.
Are you talking about virtual Jim Morrison in the game?
The best part about The Sims is how
they should. Yeah, there's so many like Rock Band, or Guitar Hero band games. They need to make like The Sims Jim Morrison edition.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
It's just Jim Morrison in a house, and you get to like light him on fire and stuff.
Oh, that's great.
Next.
All right.
We have gaming news. Yay.
E3. Okay.
Nothing so like an hour.
The first thing I just
want to
mention quickly, 25th anniversary of Tetris was a few weeks ago.
Hooray.
Strategic
Tetris is
chocolate.
Older than me.
Strategic chocolate, yeah.
Indeed.
Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver have been announced for Japan. They're supposed to come with a Pokemon pedometer. I don't know what you're going to do with that. But
oh, does it come with the Pokemon pet egg?
Huh?
Yeah, the Pokemon pet egg.
That would be awesome. You can shave the bottom of your feet for whatever weird reason that you do that.
It's shaped like the... I can't remember what the pile of eggs Pokemon was called. What a stupid Pokemon. He was a pile of angry eggs.
No, only some of them were angry. Some of them were happy.
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
I think they can take any object and give it a name and call it a Pokemon now, can't they?
Well, they took a black-faced woman and called it Jinx.
Seriously, everything is a Pokemon now.
When I played that game, I could have sworn it was Queen Latifah.
Oh, God.
Nick, Queen Latifah is a beautiful woman.
All right.
But Queen Latifah is not a psychic type.
Activision threatened to stop producing Sony games recently.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of that?
Oh, no.
That is awesome that they threatened to do that, because hopefully it shows Sony that people aren't putting up with their bullshit, and they should.
It's the cell processor, man.
When are they going to introduce another new format that I don't want?
Sony's already in a bad situation. I mean, they've been in a bad situation to begin with, but you know, they can't really just drop the price. The reason they can't just drop is because of the technology they put it in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they f***ed themselves in the...
They did, and hard. You know, we were talking about this on the board, but Nintendo was in a similar position several years ago. The difference was that they still made a profit off of what they made, right? So when the GameCube wasn't selling so well, they dropped the price and they could still make a profit off the GameCube, just not as much. So they still made money off of their system. And they gave themselves enough of a buffer room. I mean, Sony,
well, that's the thing,
like
is,
Kyle just said, they f***ed themselves in the ass. There's no way that they can actually drop the price effectively and not take more of a hit. I think they were already having a $1 billion operating deficit because of all this.
I mean, both Microsoft and Sony are losing money on every system they've sold.
Well, Nintendo develops their system smart. Yeah, so they're making money on their systems.
Right.
And so when Nintendo's in third place, they're still making money. When Sony's in third place, it's taking a huge hit.
Right.
Sony pretty much had to be in first place this generation to make money back on their consoles.
Mm-hmm.
And they're clearly not.
The thing is, they were thinking at the time, number one, they were number one with the PS2. The second thing was that obviously that they have they're a big company to begin with. You know, they make other things. So even if they were to take a hit for the first couple of years, at least that they would be able to recover easily within at least 3 or 4 years. But of course, who the hell is going to freaking pay $600 for a freaking console or $500 for a console?
Nope, nobody is. They're going to pay $500 for a Blu-ray player.
Yeah.
They weren't advertising it as a Blu-ray player. They were advertising it as a video game console.
I know tons of people who bought a PS3 just for the Blu-ray player.
That's true. But the thing is,
because it was the cheapest Blu-ray player to get at the time, probably.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, it still is.
There's not a whole lot of people that want a Blu-ray player right now. Most, you know...
Exactly.
Okay, anyway, what do you think about, like, what Activision said specifically?
What did they say specifically?
They said that if things kept going the way they're going now, then in the future it would be likely that they would have to stop supporting Sony products.
Well,
I actually believe them on this.
I believe them, but I don't think Sony's really going to do anything to try to keep Activision around.
I think
Activision is the largest third-party publisher.
Very bad thing for just the entire industry if something like this happened. If like
why
the biggest third party stopped supporting a system,
why would it be bad? Because it forces people to actually choose between which consoles to get. Right? They're not going to buy both if they're too expensive. more people will go to Microsoft. And Activision probably has already calculated this in terms of they don't make so much off of Sony that it's going to really hurt them too much, and it probably costs them more money to make those PS3 games to begin with.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, is the PS3 has the highest development cost because of its stupid multiple core processing.
Yeah, it's new technology, and it's
the hardest system to develop for. And not only does it cost more money to just make the games with better graphics, but also takes the longest development time.
Mm.
So, all
right, let's move on to the next topic.
Yes. So there has been rumor going about that Microsoft is going to release a new console in 2010. Personally, I'm not very clear on this whole thing, but Microsoft has said that there is no new console coming, but somebody from Microsoft has also said that there is a new console coming in 2010. But I think what that statement was that there is going to be, or I guess this is the general consensus, that there's going to be a new version of the 360 that's packaged with the Natal camera.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's probably what it
probably.
Is.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, that's probably what it is, because it seems ridiculous to hype up Natal at E3 so much and all the new Halo games and whatnot, saying they're coming out in 2010 and then just release a brand new system same year.
What else are they going to? Can they make new at this point? The graphics aren't going to be that much better.
Right, and then they are still saying that they believe the 360 is a 10-year product.
10 years.
I think so. I think it's got a lot of life left in it. So.
Actually, we're going to be seeing that. Traditionally, game consoles come out, every 4 or 5 years. I think we're going to be seeing game consoles with a lot longer lifespans, because we're seeing things like the PC, you're having expansion packs and downloadable content and stuff. So you can keep game systems alive a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
And graphical enhancements haven't been that great in the past, haven't been that different. PC's already surpassed the 360 and PS3 handily for relatively cheap, but the thing is, the graphics aren't, it's become particle effects and not so much polygon count.
But also, thanks to the Wii, we're seeing that consumers don't care about graphics.
Well, I mean, if there's any system that's going to come out relatively new, as a new system, it's going to be another Wii system. It's going to be Nintendo. And
just because it's so far behind.
It seems that Nintendo's focusing too much on their new audience.
I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that's just something we'll have to see how it plays out in the future. Because, right now, obviously, it's doing great for them, but everybody's wondering if this is going to last, when it's going to wear off and what they're going to do when that time comes.
Guys, can I give a little Gamer Grub update?
Do it.
Yes. So far the Gamer Grub. It's enhanced with vitamins and minerals to give you a gaming edge, and it's supposed to make you smarter or something. And I'm not kidding, they really put that bullshit up on their website that Gamer Grub makes you smarter and makes you play better. But basically, it kind of tastes like Chex Mix. It's okay. It's decent, but it's $4 for a tiny package of it.
I've never found myself going, man, this video game totally rules. I could go for some Chex Mix.
Yeah, I know. Well,
no. I normally don't talk like that either, so I most definitely never talk like that.
But anyway,
ever find myself
I would say if you could get some for free, go ahead and grab a pack. If you want to spend $4 on snacks, please do not spend it on a tiny thing just so you can pour into your mouth.
How big is it?
It's like as wide as a Capri Sun, but 1.5 times as tall.
That seems like a lot.
If not.
For $4?
That doesn't seem like a whole lot.
I don't think so.
You can get a hamburger for $4.
You could buy a bag of chips.
A hamburger for 50 cents. What are you talking about?
You could buy a bag of chips for $2.
For $4. It's bigger than a freaking Capri Sun.
Yeah, but Matt, it's supposed to make you play games better. Isn't that the whole
thing?
Well,
I just beat Lord Jabba Jabba. So maybe it did enhance my game.
There you go.
Skills.
See?
So it works.
It's all because of the Gamer Grub.
Are you still bright red and suffering from caffeine seizures?
Yeah. Well, actually, I am kind of jittery from that energy potion stuff. You're not supposed to drink more than one of these in 24 hours.
Oh my god!
Maybe next podcast I'll buy two and drink them both at the same time and see what happens.
Jeez.
You really are trying to kill yourself on this podcast, aren't you?
Yep.
So you can get, go get some Pine Sol or something and drink it. It'll be quick.
Hey, that's from Sixth Sense.
And then you'll taste piney fresh, or you'll smell piney fresh.
Can we have Ahmed Best replace me?
Okay, so anyways, let's move on. I just quickly want to mention, do you guys know Olivia Munn?
Yes.
Really?
No. What is that? What's an Olivia Munn?
She is the co-host of Attack of the Show, and she is very popular, like, among the gaming group because she's an attractive woman who's, you know, into gaming. Anyways,
she's annoying as...
Oh, that really loudmouth annoying girl on Attack of the Show.
I hate her.
Oh, okay,
hate
yeah,
her.
I hate her.
So she posed for the Playboy cover, but
oh really?
Yeah, but she wasn't naked. Yeah.
Then who gives a?
Oh.
Who, do you
yeah,
think anybody's
cares?
Reading Playboy and going, oh man, I'm going to rub one out to this clothed girl who likes video games?
No,
well, no, that's part of why they were okay with articles. Her being clothed, because, you know, she's bringing the whole, like, otaku audience to Playboy.
They'll pirate it.
No nerd
is going to buy
it.
What about those nerds?
Playboy. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just what they're
nerds
saying.
Are going to torrent the cover of that, and then they will never buy it.
Exactly, and I don't know if nerds are into heavily Photoshopped bleached blonde trailer.
Oh, totally.
That's in there. So,
all right.
Well, maybe if they are, they found their new audience.
Yeah, there you
but...
go. Were
you
all right. So
Laura?
Next, I just want to talk about quickly the life-size Gundam that was built in Tokyo. It just recently was completed, like I don't know, 2 weeks ago about. Fortunately, I went to see it. Unfortunately, it wasn't done when I went to see it. So what I saw was basically the bottom half, and then a few days later, they ended up finishing it, and we didn't get to go back and see it. But it's still very cool. You know, it's a life-size Gundam. It looks exactly like it should. If you haven't seen pictures, you should definitely Google that. Look for the pictures at night, because it's got a lot of pretty lights on it. It looks very neat.
Who showed you
it's
those pictures?
It's got a movable head. Hmm?
Who showed you those pictures?
Well, I went to see it before I saw any pictures.
But who showed you the cool nighttime pictures?
Oh, I think there's one on...
No, I showed you those. I showed you those.
I didn't even know he showed you those, and I was getting what he was getting
Did
at.
Did you?
Yes, I'm the one who sent those to you.
No, I think you're a liar.
Nope,
you're a liar.
Mm-mm.
All right, so the iPhone OS 3 came out, and yeah, not much to say about that other than that came
out. I'll get it when it... So wait, what are the updates on that?
You can copy paste. You can do internet tethering if your provider allows it.
You can
Kyle,
do video
Kyle
if the provider
says
allows
OpenGL
it.
GL 2.0. I didn't know that.
Wait, where'd Kyle go?
What else? You can do MMS. AT&T, however, is not doing MMS until later in the summer, which is kind of a bummer. It comes
didn't they just
multiple
just drop the price of the first iPhone down to $99, I think?
Yes, they did.
Ooh, I might have to get one.
Yeah, so
you
could have
gotten
cheap.
It refurbished for $99 anyway. That's how I got mine.
Oh, cool.
Duh, I'm Matt.
I always find the best
that's
deals.
What you sound like.
Because I'm Mexican.
All right, so that's enough.
I needed a racial joke in there.
Can't talk right now. That is enough about that. Let's talk about our main discussion, which is huge, and it's going to take, you know, like 3 hours or so. So,
oh my
god, you guys just you know make yourselves
in.
Comfy. Get ready.
Well, let's
for
tackle
our
these
voices.
Fast.
E3.
I don't even remember E2. Yeah. What happened to
that's,
E2?
My friend is pooping out a baby. All right,
so
right now.
What
we
we're
gotta,
going
we
to talk about is, of course, E3 because it happened. Like 2 weeks ago? Yeah, at the beginning of the month. Okay. So, let's start with Nintendo.
Hang on. Oh, before we start, did Alex get dropped or is he still there?
No, he's still here.
I just want to start by saying that I really didn't. I didn't keep up with E3 because I was busy, so I'm not gonna be able to say all that much. I just know the topics and like little stuff, so you guys are gonna have to do all the talking. All right.
Okay.
I sat on my couch like a lazy nerd and watched like all the.
Can I tackle these?
All right, so let's start with the Wii Motion Plus and Wii Sports Resort.
It'll probably be the biggest selling game. All right. Of all time.
Well, first of all, are you guys excited for it?
Yep,
I'm very excited. Yeah, I am. Actually,
I'm excited.
Actually, what they showed was not bad. I mean, the archery was pretty cool.
Everything looked cool.
Well, and at the Miyamoto's roundtable, he talked about the sword fighting a little more in detail, and he talked about how there's a mode in that where you get three little hearts of life, and you have to fight your way through as many people with swords as you can.
That's awesome.
And it sounds really cool, and one hit takes away a heart. Geez. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of
fun.
Now,
there is like two-player games in that, right?
Yeah. The sword fighting is two-player.
See, I wonder how many people are going to actually take advantage of that, because, I mean, who's going to get two Wii Motion Pluses, or who's going to have, you know, a friend who also has a Wii Motion Plus?
I am.
There's a lot of games that are coming out.
Me and my roommate are both
Red
getting...
Steel. Red Steel's probably going to... Well, it is
Conduit
coming with it.
Conduit uses it.
Tiger
and I'm guessing that...
is coming with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing if the new Zelda game, the way Miyamoto's talking about it, sounds like it's going to come
with
it.
Yeah, if it requires it, I can't see. Yeah, if it requires it, like he said it might, I don't see how they could get away with not bundling it with it.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not going to be like the N64 expansion pack where there was only a select few games that used it. So I think it'll be pretty readily available.
So we're
going to end up talking about this a little later, but this is where Nintendo's biggest advantage here is. I mean, obviously they have the opposite problem of everybody else, right? They just need more games, which they already know how to do. And if they need to make any adjustments to their system with the Wii, they just add a little thing to the bottom that's probably going to be cheaper for them to build anyway.
That's not necessarily going to drag in the big hitting third party developers, though.
It's not, but I don't think they're going to.
They develop for graphics.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's about it. I mean, they want to push like graphically a lot. That's what developers love to do.
But the thing is that
Nintendo,
that's what developers love to do because they thought that's what would sell. But it's proving that this generation that nobody cares about graphics in terms of the people who are buying games right now.
I think developers are going to change.
I think what it's saying is that the general audience, like, you know, the casual audience, which is basically what apparently everybody's focusing on now, is worried about, is, you know, this motion control, you know, getting everybody into gaming. But I think, you know, the hardcore is still definitely talking about the graphics and the gameplay and stuff, and that's kind of like at a disconnect right now.
Especially since the other two companies
are now following suit of Nintendo. You know,
why sell to the hardcore that is afraid of change when they're not the main people who are buying games?
That's true. That's sort of the problem right now, because the current system is unsustainable. The idea that you can make like this really high production game and it's going to sell well, it's not completely accurate. We only see a handful of games actually succeeding, and most of those games just end up doing complete shit. There's just too much money involved into making some of these things. And if you can make a Wii Fit, basically, which doesn't cost that much to program, but requires you to have smart people programming for you in order to make it good, you know, that's actually the cheaper route to go for. It's actually the more effective route.
Right.
Third-party companies might actually start coming... It sounds like they may start coming towards Nintendo. I don't think they're good.
Well, they're already there. They know that they can poop out any crappy like mini game, and it'll sell to house moms who want to play games.
But the thing is that
they're making money. They have no real incentive.
But they will
push.
That's
through.
The thing.
This is what we talked about last time too.
Is that really that? But that laziness that laziness can only last one generation, just like how being graphics heavy will sell games right now, but it can't last forever. You're going to have to find a balance of the two, because eventually people will be like, you know what? I think we have enough of these novelty Wii shaking games. Can you give us something new, please? And of course, Nintendo will be the ones who will make the new game that everyone will be like, oh, yeah. And then all the third parties will just copy that. Because really, there are game geniuses working at Nintendo who actually play test their games and put time into them. And third parties aren't catching on. Hopefully they will. But what they do is just copy Nintendo.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, though, it looks like these third parties don't have as much money as Nintendo's, so they're forced to make, you know, these quick, crappy cash.
That's because, you know, you have your Halos, you have your Call of Duties. EA definitely has the cash. Activision definitely has the cash.
Maybe a better way to put it is that these companies aren't, you know, as willing to take the risk.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And the thing is, it ends up being like the car companies, though, where your industry is sort of dying, right? EA and Activision in the past couple of years have been posting losses, heavy losses, even though game sales have been going extremely high. Like I said before, the model hasn't been working. They've been spending too much money per game. So I think they're starting to catch on, like you said. Especially with Microsoft and Sony going through it. Sorry, I got distracted by what's on the computer screen. But with Sony and Microsoft starting to do this motion stuff, they're sort of going to have to be dragged into all of this, too. So it might mean that people will start making good games for the Wii. And who knows?
I think it's a matter of time.
I just got an idea. I think we should talk about all this stuff like on a separate podcast, because obviously there's a lot to talk about and we have a lot to say about it. Mm-hmm. But for right now, let's just focus on E3.
Yeah. Speaking of good games for the Wii, at Best Buy they have Red Steel and No More Heroes for $30.
Ooh.
Together.
A piece or together?
That's pretty good.
Oh man!
So if you don't have either of those games, I'd go pick that up because they are both cult hits.
Is the first Red Steel worth it? Because I played it and didn't really like it that much.
You know,
for $30 bundled with No More Heroes, I think that's a good deal.
Red Steel took me a while to get into, but once you play more of it, the shooting system works so well that it's awesome. Like it really works. I think it's the best one that I played, although I've heard Medal of Honor Heroes 2 is pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
so. Let's talk about New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii.
Congratulations!
It's going to be awesome.
You're going to have so many fights with that game.
Well, I think that game. I think that game is going to be awesome. A lot of people think that it isn't going to be that good because they say that the 4-player multiplayer. Is this going to be way too hectic and nobody's going
to
play?
That's supposed to happen. It's supposed to be hectic.
But I think if you have a good set of friends who want to actually cooperate, it can be a really great cooperative experience.
Yeah.
The thing that interests me most about that is that Miyamoto said the reason that it's not online is because the game itself uses all of the Wii's, you know, processing power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know, I just thought that was kind of an interesting statement for him to say.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Do you think
that's even true? Right. Yeah. I mean,
well, it might be a really big game. Yeah.
Well, no, I think the problem is that since it's
Cammy What's Her Nuts run into a hole over and over.
When it's four players,
so we don't really know what it
when
has
it's
to
four
offer.
Players, you can stretch out. You're going to be able to go and stretch out the screen farther, and so they're going to have to render more of the levels. And I'm guessing the levels are pretty long.
But they say
it looks as if it's going to be fairly expansive, like the Super Mario World games, with all the weird costumes and. New Super Mario Brothers for the DS was pretty good sized game, but this one looks as if they're going to make
graphics
it a lot
really clean.
What do you guys think about the two Toads as like the third and fourth player?
It's lame. I hope they're placeholders.
Why not Toad and Peach? Come on. Let's get that Mario 2 lineup. Come on.
I mean, I guess like they're trying to save Peach.
Maybe they're gonna save and do it like announcements like they did for Super Smash Brothers Brawl.
Maybe they're just
coming in Snake,
newcomer.
Well, it might just they might just be placeholders.
I mean, just
that's what I'm hoping.
Other models to keep. Maybe
I don't know. I just think it's kind of lame that
Wario
you've got two
and
of the same
Peach or whatever.
But they're different colors, man.
Oh, that means
and
they're different.
Toads.
I think they also kind of expect a lot of people to be doing two player and not four
player. You think?
Because I think I'll probably play through the game at least by myself, if not with one other person the first time I play
it.
Yeah, because four people feels like it's going
to
be more of a... Yeah, four people at once feels like it's going to be more of a party, kind of throw people in the hole.
I
for
can't
people who
wait.
Want to get through the game... yeah, exactly. And that's going to be fun.
I can imagine this is going to cause so many breakups.
Yeah. But
it's
going to
cause so many brothers to fight.
Yeah, I think.
Now Nintendo's got
it's like the Civil
strategy.
War.
You put out this game and you get all this fighting going on. Eventually, consoles are going to get wrecked. Okay, then people are going to have to buy new ones. This is brilliant on their part, I got to say.
Make it more
active.
Nice.
I like how you figure that
reason
out.
The other reason I could see them not doing this online. In any kind of 2D action game, lag is basically your biggest fear. You want,
Yeah, and also, if you're playing with just some jerks online, they're going to be the ones picking you up and throwing you into pits and enemies.
This is a type of co-op game that
that'd be even
okay.
More
yeah, and does anybody really want to play Mario online? I wouldn't want to play platforming
no,
Mario online.
I think that if...
I wasn't disappointed when they said no online at all.
I mean, if it's multiplayer, it seems like nowadays it should be online.
Yeah, but I think that's not shouldn't be a rule because some games just aren't like first person shooters are great online.
Yeah.
But that's just because it's a different type of game. Like a platforming game online, like it's just not the same.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess.
But yeah, I can pretty much guarantee Nintendo's got $100 out of me off this game. That's going to be for me and a Christmas present for someone else. I know it.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
But also...
Hopefully you're my Secret Santa.
Yeah, there you go.
Mario Galaxy 2. Jesus Christ. First time, right?
It looks awesome. Yeah. A lot of people say that it looks like it's just a rehashing, like Miyamoto's throwing in all the lost levels, like Mario Lost Levels. But it looks so much bigger,
I'm totally
the actual
fine
planets.
With that.
The scale of the game looks larger than, I mean, just in the little trailer they showed, the actual size of the planets seems bigger than it was.
Well, and Yoshi.
I'm just excited.
Yes,
for you.
Yoshi.
Yeah, and Yoshi.
Hooray!
Now, is Yoshi going to get power ups to change colors, or are they going to do the Super Mario World? You can get different Yoshis with different powers.
I'm guessing power ups
because it looked like I love in Super Mario World how you can just collect different Yoshis that do different things.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll
maybe
do that.
The Mario Sunshine where he eats fruits and spits out different colored juices.
Yeah, and now that Yoshi has kind of become a character in himself, like he is his own playable character in Smash Brothers, and he has his own game. He seems less of a dinosaur and more like a person.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of funny to see Mario riding around Yoshi.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just kind of silly because Yoshi has such a personality now. He's not just your dinosaur.
Right. He
shouldn't
have been born with a saddle. That's the problem. He shouldn't have been born with a saddle.
Yeah, exactly. That horrible birth defect, a saddle built into him.
So let's talk about Metroid Trilogy first.
That is going to be awesome.
So basically what this is, you get all three Metroid Prime games for $50, all reworked so that they've got the Wii controls.
That's another $50 out of my pocket.
Yeah.
It's a great,
there's
it's
no
a
way
great
I'm,
deal.
There's no it's way I'm not going to get
great
that game
deal for three games that are definitely worth the $50.
That's like unprecedented. Yeah. I don't think there's ever been that good of a deal in gaming history.
I mean, I was ready and willing to
the orange
pay,
box is pretty good.
No,
wait. Bucks for,
this is like the orange box of
reworked
Nintendo games. Yeah.
It's almost kind of like how they had the X-Men trilogy out and like those, except it much better. You know, like they were the really discounted prices.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, except...
But there's not really much more to say on that other than it's going to be awesome.
So then, let's move on to Metroid : Other M.
Nick, make your joke.
One other thing I want to say. It's sort of, the only thing is that it sort of feels like a ripoff on my part, because I have to get... I already have all three Metroid games, so I don't really know if it's really worth, you know, getting... you know, I'm going to get it, but it just sort of feels a little...
Well, no, they have the Wii controls, so...
That's true, but like Metroid Prime 3,
yeah, one and two.
I mean, it's just like buying Resident Evil 4 for Wii when you have it for another system.
This is a great deal.
That's true.
But it's totally worth it to buy that game for the Wii.
Metroid Prime 2 wasn't exactly the greatest on the con. Maybe it'll get better. Who knows?
Oh, it will have the Metroid Prime 2's multiplayer.
Oh, really?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that should actually not be too bad.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Other M.
All right. So, Metroid Prime, or I'm sorry, Metroid Other M. Who is excited for that?
Hold on, what does the other, what does the Other M really stand for?
We don't know yet.
Nick said menopause, I think Mexicans.
Some new type of Metroid, maybe? I don't know.
Are there going to be Mexicans? Oh, God. There was some speculation that, oh, geez, I don't remember. But it was something about, like, what the Other M could be, and I think it was something like another Metroid, or like something that's just briefly mentioned in like
probably,
the other games. I don't remember.
It's
somewhere
probably menopause.
Online. You can search for
it. Stands for macaroni.
What's that?
No, I think it's menopause because Samus is a lot older.
Macaroni, yeah.
And
what were you saying, Nick? It stands for menopause.
Well, yeah,
she's an older lady now.
Samus, she's been around for a while. She's getting hot flashes. She doesn't really menstruate the same way she used to.
It's about that time in the month.
No, I'm really not that excited about it.
I'm hesitant.
I'll have to see more about it. I've never been a fan of hack and slash like Ninja Gaiden games
that
much.
I've never been Team Ninja
and
has never made a good
Samus
game.
Samus is such a more of an adventurer, and I don't know, maybe. I'll have to see more about the game and what it's like. Because that trailer that they showed, I really couldn't pinpoint what the gameplay.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the track record, if you look at the track record of Metroid games, the two best Metroid games, or the two like biggest Metroid games, have been Super Metroid and Metroid Prime,
right?
Which I think are the two best ones, but they were very, very similar, and even though one was in first person, they were still very, very similar. So them taking in a completely new direction that, like, it's a beat 'em up in different perspectives, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's even going to be Metroid anymore. Is it going to feel like Metroid?
Mm-hmm.
Or Ninja Gaiden with
Like,
right.
Like, the whole point of Metroid is that it plays different than your standard action game.
Well, it certainly looks pretty.
Oh, yeah.
So, and what I'm hoping that they're going to do, and I've seen like a few comments about this from Team Ninja, is that they're going to put some story into it. So, you know, like it's bridging the gaps between whatever games it's in between. So, I'm excited for that.
It's supposed to be between what? Super Metroid and, was it Metroid Fusion, right?
That sounds familiar, so maybe.
Well, it's got a black guy in it. Who's that black guy?
Oh, somebody said that it's just a guy that you meet in the game.
It's Ernie Hudson.
Oh, it's Ernie Hudson.
That's why he wasn't given much of a role.
Speaking of black people, in the new film 2012 by Roland Emmerich, Danny Glover is the president.
Ah.
So I'm excited.
Nice.
Cool.
Danny Glover could be
Danny
president
Glover.
Any day of the week.
All right, what's next?
So let's talk about the vitality sensor. What do you guys think about that?
I'd like to see it in action. So far, it just feels like there's nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
it seems like just a Wii Fit add-on right now. I mean, it seems
they didn't show anything with it, right? They just announced it and basically said, "Hey, look what we have."
They announced it, and I think it was Awada who talked about it. He just basically talked about how he's like, a lot of people play video games to come home and unwind, and this can help you just like chill out and it becomes part of the game, relaxation is part of the game kind of thing. It was just a lot of like buzzwords and look at us, we're innovating again.
Isn't it like a little thing that clips onto the end of your finger?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is.
What if you clipped it somewhere else? Like your toe?
Well, where are you going to clip it?
I'm going to clip it on my toe. I don't know where you guys are thinking. You guys are perverts.
On my penis.
Ew. That would hurt.
That said.
Yeah. So personally, I think this is at least something that is a good thing to explore. Because, yeah, like, the way I'm thinking about it is that you could use it, I don't know, this obviously isn't the best of examples, but maybe use it in, like, a horror game or something.
Yeah.
So, or a better example, I guess, would be, like, a Tom Clancy-style game where, like, you're sneaking around and stuff, and in order to, you know, successfully sneak and not get caught, you have to keep your heartbeat low. And,
yeah,
you know, as soon as you, like, but start getting excited or whatever, you know, you're not sneaking anymore. I don't know.
How do you play a game, though?
You're trying
to physiologically control yourself. It gets to be ridiculous.
And how would that even be fun?
I don't know.
How are you framing a game with your finger stuck
right,
in
I think
thing?
That's just, like, another, like, part of trying to get people more immersed into, like, this virtual world that you're playing with.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move into the next thing.
How do you play it? How do you play? Yeah.
What's that?
There's not much to say.
How do you play the game with that thing clipped on?
But there's not much to say about this because we have no idea. Nobody knows.
That's true. Moving on.
Okay. What should we talk about? Let's talk about blah blah blah.
Red Steel 2.
Yeah, sure. Red Steel 2.
Looks awesome.
That's another example of the Wii Motion Plus being put to use.
Yeah. Hopefully that will do a very good job of it.
It looked pretty cool. The new art style and like setting looked pretty cool. I'll probably buy that.
I'll probably get that too. No More Heroes 2.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Was there anything?
You didn't.
There was. It was basically just a trailer. There was nothing really shown.
Did you guys like the first one?
I loved the first one.
I did. It was good.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Aside from the doing the chores crap, the rest of it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we've talked about this before.
So let's talk about, I guess, the new Zelda.
Ooh.
Oh, it looks awesome. I love all the screenshots they've released for it.
Well,
so obviously there was no trailer at E3. All we got was a piece of artwork, and it's got this girl-looking fairy figure in front of Link, who is...
She looks like she has to go pee. Her legs are like... cross, like she has to go pee really bad.
No, that's because it's any sort of Asian artwork where the girl is so young.
She looks like she has to go pee every time?
She's protecting her virginity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because in Japan, I know this because I've been to Japan at least a million times, and when you're in Japan, that's like all girls do. It's like, they used to be into Pokemon cards, but now all they do is pee.
Yeah, that's true. I was there, I saw it.
That's like all they do. Yeah, they just love to hold it in and then pee it out, you know?
Yeah, and that's why you get the dirty girl underwears in the vending machines.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, what people are saying, actually, Miyamoto started this personally, I think, that Link is not holding a sword. So, what people are saying is that this girl is like the incarnation of the Master Sword, but... Of course, if you remember, people were saying that about Midna as well before Twilight Princess came out. So, I don't know what to think about.
Yeah,
it.
But I think this time it might be true because she looks a lot more like the Master Sword.
Yeah, it does look
Midna
like a sword.
Yeah, and
yeah, her legs look like the leather grip.
And he's not holding a sword. So, I mean, I really do think that she might be the Master Sword this time.
Yeah, we'll see. And he also said that it's an older than Twilight Princess even version of Link. So.
Which, how much older are we talking about? Because he doesn't look that old.
I know. Yeah. I don't know.
Probably like 20s. Because
he looked a lot taller than Twilight Princess.
Yeah, but it's basically the same art.
We're talking about 18-year-old, right? I mean, when I was thinking old, I was thinking like 60 or like somebody was like 40 or 50.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was
that'd
thinking.
Be, that'd be
no,
fun
no,
to
no.
Play.
He'll probably be like early 20s.
Do you guys think that this is a direct sequel to Twilight Princess? Did he say that it was?
Didn't they already say no?
I thought about that. I think, personally, I think it would be cool because I want Binda to reappear. I love that character so much. But
his clothing is exactly the same as Twilight. I mean, it looks like Twilight Princess Link. Exactly.
Right, I mean, it would make sense because it looks like the same Link that was in Twilight Princess, and, you know, he's just older, so a few years have passed, whatever.
Are they far enough in development to really have a specific art style, or are they using the same artists who drew the last concept art?
They could have drawn him differently, though, you know what I mean? They could have given him different clothing or something
They would have just been, maybe just a realistic Link is the first thing that they're going to go for. That's the only real clue we have.
Yeah.
Aside from that, we don't really know what anybody's going to look like.
Yeah.
You think it means anything how the rocks are like all surrounding him and stuff like that? Like, it looks like he's like walking through into sunlight or something.
I don't think
it
really means anything. It looks like concept art that was dressed up to look pretty for a show.
Were they even working on? They're not even into the gameplay part of it yet, right?
We have no idea what they've been working on.
Yeah, there's nobody.
I mean, all that they've said is that it's going to implement the Wii Motion Plus. Okay. We don't know how much.
Yeah,
or how
Miyamoto,
little, but it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, Miyamoto just said, "Did you see the archery game in Wii Sports Resort?" And people were like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Well, there's a good idea."
I think So it's sort of sounding like now then that Wii Sports 2 is sort of like an experiment of sorts. How they're gonna.
Well, it's a tech. It's as much of a tech demo as it is a game for the Wii Motion Plus,
right? And that's exactly what Wii Sports 1 was.
Yeah.
But Nintendo knows how to make a tech demo fun.
That's definitely true.
So, and Wii Sports Resort looks great, and it feels like they're putting a lot of, work into like not story, but the way Miyamoto talked about how the island is very important to Wii Sports Resort. And how it's going to carry stuff over into the Mii universe.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he talked
about island
how
is,
the actual island that you're on will be featured in other
like
games.
Like Wii Fit 2.
Wii Fit 2 and stuff like that.
And it has some... Every game in Wii Sports Resort takes place on the same island.
Right.
And it takes place on different parts of the same
island. And the game actually starts out with you jumping out of an airplane and a big skydiving opening. And so you skydive down to the island, and you can play it again, but apparently that's how the game just kicks off. It throws you jumping out of a plane.
That's awesome.
And stuff like that.
That's the best way to start a game ever.
It's very much a tech demo because it just shows you that the Wii Motion Plus can completely control the Mii's body.
Very cool. So let's talk about Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles quickly, the Crystal Bearers. A new trailer just resurfaced. A lot of people thought that it was dead. Oh, God, I don't even remember how long ago they showed that first trailer. But, you know, it's just another installation into the Crystal Chronicles series.
Didn't they show that trailer when they announced the Wii?
Yeah, I mean, it was really early on.
It was like, it was part of the, like, just footage of all the games that the Wii's going to have.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Yeah. It is still being worked on. It is eventually coming out. Personally, I don't know all that much about it. I don't know if there was really any more information. There were a bunch of really short trailer clips, I guess you would call them.
I'm not really looking forward to it.
I don't care.
I wasn't a big fan of the first one.
It looks cool, but I've never been a big fan.
So we'll see. I guess later on as we get more information about that.
Well, how do you get the hookshot in Ocarina of Time?
So, last thing about... Nope, one more thing. The black Wii in Japan.
That's a different color.
Why don't we get a black Wii?
Well, that's Nintendo's favorite thing to do, is to promise a bunch of things that never come out.
Yeah, I want a black Wii.
Like, when a system starts out. I mean, it was originally supposed to launch with, a blue one and a red one and a green one.
Was it actually supposed to launch, or were those just the concepts?
Yeah. No. They said. They didn't really
show.
Yeah,
that
showed
was part of what they showed.
I know they showed, but I don't think they ever said that
it was
going to be anything other
than white.
It was in
all the advertisements for
whatever.
Every poster of the Wii had all the different colors.
So, yeah, nice. So they're going to get a black Wii, and there's no confirmation about that. In fact, I think they've said that it's not coming to America. I think the reason for this is because, you know, the PS3 is beginning to outsell the Wii in Japan, but it's still going very strong in America.
Well, per,
so I guess they're just
week,
trying to
you mean per week,
up
right?
Per it's month, outside, I think.
Or per month.
Yeah,
per the month. Last, well, the last month, the Wii was outselling the PS3.
Oh, really?
Yeah, by about 8,000 units or so.
Oh, that's not a lot at all.
Yeah, that,
well,
it's
I mean,
getting too close for comfort for Nintendo.
I mean, I think when you're talking about the sales have been, the sales of games in, of units in general haven't been so good for anybody.
Yeah.
Because they were selling 18,000 units versus 10,000 units. So it's still almost double the amount that you're selling compared to Sony. That's still quite a bit. It's just that the console sales in general have been shitty.
Hmm. I guess. Alright, so let's talk about Sony. I don't know what their little motion ones were called. Does it have a name?
No.
The dildo?
No, it was... They said on stage, this is a very crude tech demo. It'll probably look nothing like that.
Yeah, which really gets me excited for that, showing that they showed us a weird tech demo that doesn't show really anything involving games.
Yeah,
but now they're telling us that
it was a very impressive demo, though.
Well, it was Wii Motion Plus with
right,
better
exactly.
graphics, is
yeah.
what.
Yeah,
it
but it's a demo. It's an impressive demo, but the thing is there's no content behind it. So
right.
what's
exactly?
Now here's the thing that I've been thinking about is that Sony basically copied exactly what Nintendo did, while Microsoft at least tried to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not much more to it than that. It is a trying to throw their hat into the casual gaming.
So it is game. A visually neat demo to watch. So if you haven't seen it, you should definitely watch it. PSP Go. Anybody?
Lame.
No.
There were some recent announcements or just rumors going around that you can you'll be able to plug it into the TV. And connect a PS3 remote to it using the Bluetooth, and so you can play it on your TV like a console.
The PSP Go.
Yeah,
that's
the PSP
cool.
Go. So you can play Metal Gear on your TV. You don't have to sit and play it with the stupid
nice.
Little nub.
What do you
Did
guys?
You guys see the new trailer?
That
new
is just
Metal
a rumor.
Gear for the PSP.
Yeah,
it looks weird.
It looks fun, but I don't want to play a PSP.
Yeah.
Also, it's all downloadable content, too. It's not, you can't buy
right.
the actual game.
Yeah,
that's
no,
stupid,
you,
I think.
What do you guys think about the design?
Well,
of the PSP Go?
Looks like a cell phone.
It looks uncomfortable.
Well, the PSP is already the worst handheld system imaginable.
Neo Geo.
N-Gage.
Well, Neo Geo was just a... Neo Geo was just a... Game Boy Pocket.
Yeah, I would rather play
with a
an N-Gage than a PSP. PSP
oh,
makes my
man.
Hands numb.
All right, so yeah, the downloadable...
Really, I don't think... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, I don't think it's really going to sell very well. I think it's just going to...
Which also really goddamn expensive,
no.
isn't it?
Is it?
An awful
well,
lot of
yeah, it's, 200, it's $250.
Not $400. $200.
No. It's $250. No, it's $250.
Oh my
it's
god.
$250.
That's
for
still a lot.
Handheld?
Yeah.
You can buy
for
a
handheld,
for that
that's
much.
A lot.
No, that's a lot for a handheld.
Yeah,
yeah,
you could buy
and
either
it,
a Wii or
sells,
a 360 for that price.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
That's absurd.
And I mean, it'll appeal to the rich kids, the rich Sony fanboys. I mean, they're going to go out and buy it, but I don't know. The way it works with the UMDs, because it doesn't have a drive, is you It's all, what does Sony call their memory sticks?
The
Go
Duo?
Sticks or something?
I don't remember what they're called.
Are they called Duo sticks or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Sony
I don't know.
Sticks.
But it uses all of that. And so, basically, you download games and put them on
but,
there.
Oh, but the thing is, you
can
can't
hold
do
like,
it at your house.
I think like 10...
You can't What'd do it
you
at
say?
Your house. You have to go to GameStop and do it. Or something. Like they.
No, to buy the games? No, they said you can buy the games
no.
Using... There's like
well,
a
I'm
new,
talking about your old games. Because there's no way to get your old games on there.
And right, so they haven't really
yeah,
said
with
anything
old, with,
concrete about that yet, have they?
Yeah, they haven't said
yeah,
anything
what,
about that. But with the new games, they like announced some new online store
no, but,
system that will
yeah,
sync
that,
your your PC with all your
apps on an iPhone.
That's not the important thing, is
basically
though, because you expect them to do something like that. That's not. But the thing is that they haven't said anything about, like, people are guessing, or I don't know if it's rumors or founded in any fact, but people are saying, like,
it's all guessing. They haven't said anything.
But why wouldn't they say that? That seems like, to me, the most important thing is, oh, hey, guys that already have games for PSP, you're not going to get to play any of them. Like,
yeah.
Well, I think the bigger issue with their E3 conference was no price drop on the PS3. Yeah.
But, yeah. Although there that are a lot of deals that are been happening recently,
that's more of a reflection that they can't sell the damn system, more than Sony's not really willing to drop.
For the consumer, it's the same thing. But this weekend, a lot of their software looks good. I don't know who is doing it, but there's a Father's Day bundle where you get, I think, the 80 gig for $400 with two games and a second controller. Yeah,
but it's still so expensive.
It's $400.
I went to GameStop the other day and asked if they had any 60 gig PS3s used, because those are the ones that can still do backwards compatibility, and that alone is $420 for a used system.
Well,
so silly.
Yeah,
just, but still, with the Father's Day price, yeah, $400 is a lot, but that's exactly what the Xbox 360 was at launch.
Yeah, but this isn't launch.
It's 3 years. I mean, it's 3 years after the still, system came out.
No.
You're still getting two games and a second controller.
Almost so 4 years. Really, the PS3 is almost 4 years old.
You know.
What games is it, though? It depends on what games they are. Are they, like, really stupid games?
Yeah, I think they are.
If it were... Yeah, they probably are. I don't think they could afford to throw Metal Gear Solid 4 and, like, Uncharted in there.
That would
Which
be
is
awesome.
What you'd want them to do.
Which, that would sell the system for me if that was the bundle. But I guarantee it isn't. I guarantee it's, like... Tony Hawk's Project 8 and Gun.
Speaking of Uncharted 2, Drake's Fortune.
Yay, segue.
It looks good. I'm going
to
get it.
It looks good, but it's not really anything to get super excited about.
It looks like a really fun action adventure game.
I think one thing that they've been doing, I don't know if this is like a selling point or if this is just something going around with like tech people, but they're using like some kind of new system for the snow and ice. I don't know. I heard it a while back, so I don't remember exactly what it was. But if you look it up, it's pretty impressive.
It's sold for me, then. That's what I want in my games.
Ice and snow.
They put ragdoll physics into like the plants and stuff like that, and that looked really nice.
That's cool. I was talking to Matt and Alex about this the other day. The trailer for the game looks like a movie trailer.
Yeah, it doesn't even show.
It reminds me a lot of Resident Evil 5 for some reason.
But did you see the playthrough of the demo?
Yeah, I watched it. It was pretty good.
It looks, if I had a PS3, I'd buy the crap out of that game. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
And it looks just like chaotic, and it looks like you're playing a movie.
Yeah, you're like running from a helicopter shooting really at you and swinging across like roofs and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Guys, we're going pretty long here. We should try to wrap this up soon.
Yeah, we should.
FF13 and FF14.
Nobody gives
God.
A...
Who cares?
It's going to be like 20 more years before they release this stupid game anyway. So.
Yeah, of course. And they've announced FF14.
No, they're releasing them same
They've
year.
Announced FF14 before FF13 is even out. You know, it's probably going to be like another year before comes out.
And it's online.
It's actually in Japan.
14's an MMO.
It's coming out this winter, but it's not going to be out for us until 2010. And then
I'm kind of excited for Final Fantasy XIV because it's going to be online, isn't it?
It's an MMO.
Well, isn't it just the sequel to FF11?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really?
It's just an MMO. Yeah, it's an MMORPG.
I thought it was
completely
different.
That's what online means, Laura.
No, I don't think so.
So can you carry your characters over?
I have no idea.
I doubt it.
Oh.
Well, 14's an MMO.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really think they're a continuation of each other.
Yeah.
You don't?
Yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't look like it's going
to
be.
No, I mean
FF14.
I thought FF14 was going to be the sequel to FF11, which was also the MMORPG.
Oh, is it?
It's not going to be, you're not going to be able to carry your character over. That has never been done in an MMO ever.
I mean, I don't know anything about FF11 other than it is an MMORPG. It's just that's the that's what I assumed when I saw the trailer.
No, it just looks like a bigger world.
Whatever. Team Ico announced their new game, and it's called The Last Guardian.
Looks great.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks fantastic.
Yep. To me, you get to ride on like a hyena bird. Between, yeah, it looks like
it's like a griffin.
Looks like a combination of Ico and Shadow of the Colossus, which can only be a good game. So,
yeah,
yeah. Very as far as I'm concerned, they can't do any wrong. So,
mm-hmm. When is it coming out? Have they set a release date or anything?
I don't think so.
They're one of those companies that it when it's done, it's done.
Yeah.
Good for them.
It's worth the wait, though.
All right, Microsoft announced Project Natal, and with it, they showed the tech demo of Milo. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I'm always excited for birthing simulators, so...
I think the porn industry will do really well with this technology.
Oh, totally. Especially in Japan. That's why they did it. No, that's exactly why they did it. They have to get consumers in Japan. Good thinking, Alex.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
Your Asian mind.
What were you saying, Nick?
So now that we figured that out.
I was saying that Milo is the most frightening thing in the world, and in 5 years, he will be the ruler of the
world. Yeah, but at least he'll be a kind and gentle overlord that forces you to do slave labor.
Yeah, exactly.
How would you all
he'll
like
whip
to do
you,
your
but he'll
homework
talk about
now?
His day.
Okay, Emperor Milo.
Yeah.
What year is the world supposed to end?
Who cares?
The end of the Mayan calendar?
Well, I'm guessing that they...
All right.
If any of Peter Molyneux's just bullcrap explanations of his games are anything to go off of, this game, if it is a game, won't be that impressive.
He'll be like...
I mean, it didn't seem like it was that bad.
No, it's good.
No, it's not a bad game. It's just he promises
he
a lot.
He lies. Remember in there. Fable 2 when he's hyping it up, he said you could use anything in the world as a weapon? You can use your sword as a weapon, but that's about it. You can't use any... There's no environmental interaction in that game. It's a great game. Like, it's a really fun action RPG, but it is not what he promised. Like, you shouldn't... When Peter Molyneux says something, don't believe
it. He's the opposite of every developer who doesn't say a lot, and then you're surprised by the game. But then you're just surprised by how little he actually put in the game.
Yeah, I know, but, like, that's the thing is he makes good games, but then you're like... Why did he even open his mouth? This game would be good if I wasn't expecting way more. So, I'm guessing Milo will be like, hey, you Pikachu.
It'll be like Nintendogs, but Nintendoys.
Oh, that doesn't sound wrong at all.
Well, you get a...
Well, the first thing I'm going to tell Milo to do is to get naked. Everybody's going to do that.
It was a pretty impressive demo, though.
Yeah, but how much of that was staged? It looked very staged.
I don't think any of it was staged because a few people went, you know, backstage and actually got to play it.
Well,
and,
yeah.
You know, the impressions that they wrote was that, you know, it all worked, but there were definitely a few bugs in it, and it's not a perfect system, but it is definitely...
Adam, could you say something about Gold Leader?
The way the girl is, like, strolling around and, like, pretending to walk
with him.
And just being like... Oh, you're being coy. Nobody's gonna play that game like that. That was so. She's an actress.
I know,
you have to say certain lines for them to actually do something.
Right. And that's another thing. That's another thing that people said is that
it does seem
the only
So, and also the thing is, it's already geared towards her, right? It already responds to her facial expressions. The game itself recognizes her face, whatever it is recognizing. So, in that sense, I don't know how universal any of that crap will be or is right now. I mean,
it's just
voice recognition right now still
it's
sucks.
A Peter Molyneux.
I don't know how Microsoft fixed all that all of a
sudden.
Yeah,
how is Two-Face going to play
crap.
That game?
How did Microsoft fix all that all of a sudden?
Magic.
But yeah, I mean, when I look at Natal, I see a lot of potential in it. The problem that I see is, okay, it's great that everyone's seeing all these great demonstrations that worked out, all wonderful. Okay, I have a crappy room. I'm not going to lie. My room is a pigsty. There are things that fall off of shelves at random, okay? How is that going to be influenced during gameplay?
That's what I want to know. I want to know how a room that doesn't have a perfect backdrop. I mean, for anyone who's familiar with the Mac, when iChat brought in the little backgrounds, little animated backgrounds, where you need like a perfectly static wall, I want to know what kind of requirements you need. Yeah, I want to know what kind of requirements you need for what's behind you.
I think
apparently
they talked about that. They talked about that, and they showed that it really, it's very one to one with how it detects your body. That you can have people running around in the background.
Yeah, so I think once
that's what they talk about.
Like the main like thing that it's tracking, it cuts it off like in front or behind it, so it's only looking really at that one thing in particular.
But let's say you have multiple. I mean, the thing is, the demo that they actually had. The demo that they actually had was in a blank room. Right? No, there's no couch.
Yeah, but the
and it's not so much. I'm not concerned. I wouldn't be concerned about the recognition software. I think they'll have that down. What I'd be more worried about is, like you said, like Kyle said, you have a room with stuff in it. You can't do all these games that you're promising. Remember all the complaints people had about the Wii. Well, how are you going to do Wii Fit with? How are you going to do Wii Sports without enough room? You'll bang into stuff. This is like 10 times the problem.
I think they're
expecting you to, at this point, being 2 years into motion controls, people are accepting it more, and they'll find a way to clear out the room.
I think this is a weird balance.
We're talking about a living room versus my room, or versus Kyle's room, or versus a college dorm room. You really need a big setup for something like this. The technology is and we're talking about the means. The means is completely different. This is going by one-to-one space orientation by your body, not so much by a controller. It's like a holodeck, right? So with a controller, everything is relative. You have a relative space and relative size, and that's how this works. But when you're actually measuring a body in a room, then it gets a little bit much more difficult.
Well, and the other thing is that the Wii is a little bit more demanding than a regular video game, but this is requiring you to be an actor in a movie.
Yeah.
Moving around.
Yeah, exactly.
Making motions and stuff. It's kind of, I think, too much.
It is too much, and I think that saying that the controller is the biggest hindrance to a video game...
But then...
Or a gamer is the stupidest thing to say. Yeah, that's what they brought Steven Spielberg out, and he says the biggest crutch for all gamers is the controller. But they just
I mean, that is true to a certain point. But now that there are people saying, you know, since Project Natal has been announced, people have been saying that, you know, you do need a controller, otherwise you can't really tell what you're doing, since you're not interacting with anything, you know, physical.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, how am I going to play the new Splinter Cell game using Project
Very
Natal?
Difficultly.
Can you imagine using your fingers to actually move around? But the thing is, the thing will be twitchy. Even if you decide to use your fingers, there's nothing physically to rest on.
It's not going to be for the big blockbusters. They're going to make special games for Natal.
Which is exactly
It's
going to be a failure.
A new Halo game.
Which is exactly why it's going to be a failure, because there's no good software to back it up.
Yeah, I think they're aiming for sort of the DS effect, kind of where you put something out there, hope people get a hold of it, and develop for it. But it seems a little complicated for that, to be honest.
But the DS has normal controls
in reality, it's a high tech iToy.
Right.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And that was a failure too.
I think that if done right, it could generate a lot of good software, but it's really just up to the developers.
Yeah. We already seen how this would fail. I think this is Sony's problem too right now, because they're gonna try pushing for these games to be made for their new technology. Who wants to really develop for some of this stuff, right?
I mean, right.
Who wants to develop who wants to develop their FPS to be able to do this? It takes a lot of work to do so.
I mean, maybe at least for Sony. Some of the developers that have been working for Wii will start working for their system, just because now it's basically the same interface, just with
except it's a lot more expensive to develop for, and you have less of a user base, so I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Anyway, okay, so let's get to these last things.
Yep. Crackdown 2. Was Crackdown 2 announced at E3?
Yep. Looks cool. There's just a trailer, though. There's no gameplay info.
Yeah. And it's not done by...
Real-Time Worlds.
Who made Crackdown, the first one?
It's done by a different studio. Yeah.
It's... Yeah, but APB looks great, so...
Assassin's Creed...
Even if
Assassin's Creed 2 looks like it's going to be very, very fun, very, very pretty. Personally, I love the first one.
The soundtrack done by Creed?
Huh? Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, it is.
Yes,
they're getting back together.
It's done by Creed.
I know. That's what...
No, it's the new supergroup, Creeds of the Stone Age.
So I guess we talked about this. Well, I don't know. Did we talk about this in the Scrapped podcast or in the sixth podcast?
What?
I don't think we talked about it in the sixth. So it takes place in Renaissance time. Leonardo da Vinci's in it. You got a bunch of different of his inventions, so you can use them. And
I think the premise is more interesting.
Fun stuff, and you can fly, and you can swim, and you've got two hidden daggers, and
the premise is more interesting. But they have to deliver way better than they did at the last one, because the last one was boring.
I loved the first one.
Yeah,
that's because you're terrible.
Yeah, well,
it's because
oh my god,
you are Jewish, and it took place back in Israel.
Oh, that must be it.
It was like
exactly
a pilgrimage, except
it.
You didn't have to do anything. Halos.
Let's talk about the two Halo games. Halo.
Nobody
ODST
cares.
And Halo Reach. I know nothing about Halo Reach.
Nobody does. My 15-year-old cousin is the only person who cares because he reads all the Halo books when they come out. I think outside of him, nobody gives a shit which Halo is going to come out next.
Yeah. Well, Matt, what would it take for you to get Halo Reach?
I wouldn't get it if it gave me the old Halo Reach around. So, nothing.
So you're not going to get it?
Yeah, I don't really...
No.
Okay.
No. ODST being... They've thrown more into the game... to try to up the sales, but that all they did really is up the price.
$60.
And it's a $60 game that isn't worth $60. It's longer than most DLCs, but it doesn't look like it's going to be a $60 downloadable content. They said it runs at about, like, I think 5 hours.
Wow.
$60 for a 5-hour game?
Well, plus multiplayer, which is bull... Because...
It's just new multiplayer maps, and there's a new version of it that's kind of like... There's a new mode that's kind of like Horde in Gears 2, and that's kind of cool, but, I mean, I'm not going to buy a $60 downloadable content.
I'll buy it if it's cheaper.
It will sell, though.
Of course it'll sell.
Yeah.
It has the Halo name on it.
Yeah. It'll sell, but it doesn't need to sell to me. I'm over Halo.
Okay. Is that it?
No. We actually have emails, believe it or not.
Do we have any emails?
We do. We have two emails.
Okay.
The first one is from Kupo 443. Hey WTP, what's up? I love listening to you guys. You're hilarious. Keep it up. Yay.
Wait, was
write that one?
What's that?
Did you
What was
write
the question?
That one?
There wasn't a question, it was just a comment.
Well, these then are, why did you read it? Did
these
we
are
really
those
need
comments.
Did
there
we need the ego boost?
Huh?
Can you read one with questions? Is there one with questions?
No, there's only two, and they're both comments, no questions.
Well, is the other one a...
Here, but phrase it like a question. Phrase it like a question.
I mean,
phrase
it started
the next
with
one
a,
like
question.
A question.
Hey, WTP, what's up? That's a question.
Oh, what's up?
Not much,
so,
bro.
Thank you, Kupo443, for writing.
Beer pong's
us.
Going on in the room next
just,
to me.
And we just lost an audience because we just made fun of this one guy.
Okay, right. Next one.
Next one is from... actually, I'll save it for last. Dear Working Title Podcast, you guys are the best podcast I've ever listened to. I love you guys. Adam is especially sexy. Love, Matt. Thank you, Matt, for writing in.
Hey.
Oh, that's so sweet. Adam,
that wasn't me.
Admirer.
That was...
I'm not so secret admirer.
That was Matthew Lillard, the popular actor.
Oh, from
SLC Punk and Scooby Doo.
It sounds like he wants to give you the.
I would love that so much.
Or a bloody ass.
We should come up with a dictionary just for these terms. All right, so that's it. Anything else anybody wants to say?
No, we just have your contact info. Do you know our email address?
Do we have one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, apparently we do if they sent you an email, you dumbass.
No, I made those up. Except for the Matt one. Matt whispered that in my ear before the podcast, and I wrote it down.
Matthew Lillard, not me. Matthew Lillard.
All right. So our email address is wtpodcast@gmail.com. Easy enough. And, of course, our website is www.ztpsocialboard.proboards.com. Apparently, you don't need the 54 anymore, so it's just proboards.com. And do not mistake this for ZTP social...
Just shut ZTP, up. Just don't even say the other one.
ZTP socialboard.proboards.com or something like that.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
they stole our
only,
IP.
Only one proboards, only one.com.
Are we really that far?
But if you want to go to that website liven
how
that.
How about I give you guys a little help here? Like this awesome thing I just whipped up. Okay? tinyurl.com/working title.
What is that?
Oh, there you go.
Take it right to
Boom.
It. It's a lot shorter trying to fit in all those titles. Yeah.
Wow, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a genius.
Cool.
Exactly.
So what is that?
tinyurl.com/working title will take you to our boards.
Ah.
Dude, you should go put that up some more.
There you go.
Now it sounds like you're going to interview, I don't know, like Coldplay or something.
It's his radio voice.
Hey, I know. Well, hey. Yeah, I mean,
do you know how long it's been since I've been on radio? It's been
Kyle, where's your Morning Zoo soundboard? We need more horns honking and stuff.
Toilet flushing. If there's not a toilet flush after every four words that I say, it's a failure.
Well, if I can flush a real toilet. I can get you guys a live one from our can here. Got a great sound to it.
That's you so totally sound like you're on the radio. I can get you guys a live one.
I know.
You need to do that voice.
I think you should be the announcer. You need to record.
Yeah, can you record an intro?
Or write down.
I gotta work
to
on. Yeah.
What Kyle hasn't told us is that we're actually on the radio this whole time.
Oh yeah! By the way, you accumulated $8 million in FCC fines. Oh
yeah, really?
Sweet.
Oh man.
Okay.
Good
year.
That's a good time to wrap it up.
So that about wraps it up. Very long 2-hour podcast. Hopefully, we'll start doing these a little more often.
And shorter.
Glad you guys sat around for all of that. And we are going to head on out because it is late and we need to go to sleep. It is our bedtimes.
I got to go play B.A.
I still got another hour of work here. What the hell are you guys doing sleeping?
Well, that sucks for you.
Sleeping.
And with that, we are
going
to leave. This is Adam from Working Title Podcast, Episode 7, signing off.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
Bye, everybody.
Do we have an exit theme song yet?
Yes, we do.
Cue exit theme song.
Are tough, but they're no match for you, 'cause you got the roster.